I see. Yeah, that. Okay, now, did anybody ever, you ever hear anybody use the term dairy for that, for the place you store your potatoes?
Deer.
Yeah, anybody ever call it that?
No.
No, I didn't think so around here. I didn't think I'd ever heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Can you tell me a little bit about did you ever raise any cotton?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the work you had to do to raise cotton? Can you tell me what you did?
Yeah, well, you had to break your land.
How'd you break your land?
Just flat break it.
What'd you use that for?
Ayer plow. And then when you get it flat broke, then you can get your straight shovel on a Georgia stalk, or else a double buster. That's for two mules to pull. That's a big old thing, and it throw dirt both ways. And they make you a bed. And then when you get that bed made then, you get on top of that bed, open it up, put your foot lies down, your planter come around on behind it, planting. And then when you get it planted then, you let it sit there about 2 or 3 weeks. Then you boil it off, chop it out. And when you get it through chopping out, then you call it side, sweeping up to call it. Or your side, now one. And then when you get it down side, then you just have to hoe it. Next time, now you chop it the first time. And then when you get through chopping, then you hoeing.
What you hoeing that for? Why are you doing that?
Getting the grass.
Is there any name for that grass that grows up there?
Old crab grass, kookaburra.
You mentioned it. You're talking about different kinds of plows. What do you call a thing that you would make in the field or the garden like that?
A dill buster.
Yeah. And you'd be plowing beds or?
What? Yeah, beds. Making beds then.
Any other name for besides bed you might use for that?
No.
You ever call it fur or something?
Yeah, that's a fur. You know, that's a, you can have name it a fur, but that fur, one fur, and it makes two beds.
One fur makes two beds.
Yeah, see, he's throwing it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, if you ever have say even smaller kind of plow for doing it even finer, do you ever have one of those?
Scooter.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever hear anybody call it a harrow plow?
No, he has a harrow, but that harrow has a lot of sprung on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's different from a scooter.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. You cotton usually grows in a what? You see, you have a what of cotton?
This 25, 30, sometimes 50 acres in one field, 100 acres. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, tobacco, is that grown in a field too?
Yes, he grows in a field, but I ain't never seen tobacco grow.
Never seen any.
And his men come here, can boys to the back of the place where I was young, and you pick it. Mm-hmm. Then hang it up in I got a house, you hang it up in.
Just let it dry out?
Yeah, let it dry out. And then they'll stack it up then and ship it.
Yeah, I see. Well, let me ask you another question. What do you grow your peas and things in, and things like that? What do you call that? Is that a field? Or?
Yeah, that's a field, yeah.
Would you ever use the term patch?
Patch. Peter patch, a tater patch, a green, that's a garden. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What kind of fences do you mentioned that you worked on some fences. What kind of fences do you usually have around on a farm?
Rail fence.
Can you tell me about how to make a rail fence?
Yeah, they put it just like that.
Mm-hmm. So you cross it like that?
Cross it like that, and then you come back. And then they call that fence then his fence corner. Mm-hmm. That's what you had to clean out. You had to clean that out every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fence corner.
Did you have any other kind of fences besides a rail fences?
No. To the start, this wire fence. Mm-hmm.
What's some of the kind of wire fences they have?
They dig holes in and put a straight. That's a straight line.